Senate will come to order, and the clerk will call the roll.
Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dinkfelder, Ferrioli, George, Girard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger,
here.
Juanes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, President Courtney.
You want to... A quorum being present, we will post the colors. The Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Senator Nelson. Our invocation today is from Pastor Stephen Lewis of Evergreen Presbyterian Church here in Salem.
Please join me in prayer. Gracious Father, we look to you today as the one who has done all things well. Lord, I ask that you would give us an increasing awareness and appreciation of your constant presence with us. Help us to know that you are quite relevant to all of our undertakings, both in this room and outside. Lord, we come here to this meeting with a swirl of personal issues and potential distractions, conflicts within ourselves, at home, and various voices calling for our attention. And so, God, I ask that you would give clarity and peace to each person that serves in this place. For the voices that need to be heard that have been shut out, we pray, Lord, that there would be people listening to that call. And for all the different voices that would compete for our attention, God, we pray that overall we would hear your voice, that we would look to you ultimately for wisdom, for strength, for we have great needs. We have great prosperity, but we also have perplexing challenges before us. So, God, I pray for these men and women in this room that you would give them a renewed openness to listening to one another and real joy in their work. Lord, I pray that you would bless each one of them personally and corporately as they serve the people of this great state. And God, would you be pleased to draw each person to a renewed sense of your call on their life. Lord, I pray that you would give them wisdom today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you very much.
Courtesies of the Senate. The chair recognizes Senator Starr.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's an honor today for me to have a very good friend and supporter sitting with me at my desk, Dr. John Shaw. He and his family have been longtime supporters of me and my father. In fact, I remember in 1992, when my father was first running for the state representative, spending time in John's office at his home, working together to put together the first brochure in my dad's campaign for state representative. Longtime friend. Also seated with Senator Nelson is and seated at Senator Atkinson's desk are two young graduates of the King's Academy. I believe the King's Academy is in Clackamas in Oregon City. And I'd just like to have courtesies of the Senate extended to my guests, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. All three of you, thank you for joining us today at your state capitol and for being with Senator Starr. Thank you very much and have a great day. Further courtesies. Remonstrances. Messages from the Governor.
Mr. President, the Governor informs he has approved and signed the following bills, 244, 380, and 464.
The Senate will dispense with reading the Governor's letter of explanation for Senate Bill 464 as it has been distributed to the members' desk. This information will be recorded in the journal and placed in the original documents file. So ordered. Messages from the House.
Mr. President, I'm just speaking for Senate Bill 928, 839, 220, 850, 303, 378, 381, 589, 610, 646, 687, 911, 915, 936, 200, 275, 287, 327, 401, 44, 590, 729, 875, 8, 383, and pass the following Senate bills amended by the House. Senate bills 147, 235, 771, 205, 277, 171, 198, 203.
Reports from conference committees. Reports from standing committees. In accordance with SR 8.55 sub 1, committee report summary number 111 was distributed to members today, and this information will be recorded in the journal and the status report. It is so ordered. Reports from special committees. Chair recognizes Senator Farioli.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, Republicans would like to request a 20-minute off-the-floor caucus this morning.
Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. President, Senate colleagues. Senate Democrats request we needed only 15, but we'll go for 20 minutes, caucus in our caucus room.
Okay, the Senate will be in recess until 10:20.
Senate will please come to order. Clerk, please call the roll.
Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Girard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, President Courtney.
He's here. Where the heck did the members go?
A quorum is not present, but a quorum is near present. A quorum is present. The Senate recess following the order of reports to special committees and resume under proposition of motion is so ordered. Recognize Senator Bruce Starr, please.
Permission to return to courtesies, Mr. President.
Without objection, please feel free to do so.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to have courtesies of the Senate extended to a group of Ladd Acres fifth graders. I believe they're in the gallery. There's 26 of them with their teacher. I'd like to have you welcome them to the Capitol, Mr. President.
Thank you. Ladd Acres, in the back there, fifth graders, yeah, they're with your teachers and everything. Hope you're having a great day in the state capitol. Glad you'd come to the state Senate and watch us perform and make bills, make legislation here today. Hope you have a good day. I would like to extend the official courtesies of the Senate to each and every one of you. It's an honor and a privilege to have you here in your Oregon State Senate. Thank you, Senator Starr. We will now return to the regular order of Senate business, and that is propositions and motion. Recognize Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that consideration of SCR 16 be taken from its place on today's calendar and placed on the Monday, June 8th calendar.
Senator Devlin has moved that SCR 16 be taken from its place on today's calendar, moved to Monday's June 8th calendar. To your motion.
This is at the request of the carrier. I do not know what the carrier has planned.
Discussion. Question is on taking SCR 16 from today's calendar, placing on Monday's May June 8th calendar. All those in favor say aye. Aye. All those opposed, no. The motion is carried. Recognize Senator Dingfelder. Senator Dingfelder, where is Senator Dingfelder?
Mr. President, I move that consideration of HJM 11 be taken from its place in today's calendar and placed on the Thursday, June 4th calendar.
Senator Dinkfeld, I move that HJM 11 be taken from its place on today's calendar and placed on Thursday's June 4th calendar. To your motion, please.
The carrier of this joint memorial is not here today and would like to be carried over so he could carry it.
Thank you. Discussion? Questions are taking HJM 11 from today's calendar and placing on Thursday's June 4th calendar. All those in favor say aye. Aye. All those opposed, no. This motion is carried. Recognize Senator Rick Metzger.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 124.
Senator Rick Metzger has moved the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 124. To your motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 124B is the measure that raises the fine for operating a motorcycle without a motorcycle endorsement and allows the court to waive that fine if the cited individual takes the motorcycle safety course and obtains the motorcycle endorsement. The House amendment removes court discretion in this matter, requiring that the fine be suspended if the person completes the course and obtains the endorsement. And I would urge again a nay vote.
Thank you. We're now discussing Senate Bill 124. And we're not discussing 124. Those of you that think that the Senate should concur in the House of Amendments to repass Senate Bill 124 will say aye. The name to call those opposed. No, clerk, please call the roll.
Brzozinski. Brzozinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Monzenderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. President Courtney. Excused. Atkinson, Boquist, Carter, Walker, voting no. Ferrioli, Cruz, Whitsett. 22 ayes.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate concur with the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 952.
Senator Brzozinski has moved the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 952. To your motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, the House made some amendments clarifying the type of tenancies that would be applicable, and also setting a couple other safeguards for landlords and evicting tenants who are outrageous in their conduct. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Discussion? Those are the opinions that the Senate should concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 952. Will answer ayes. Names to call those opposed. No, clerk, please call the roll.
Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Monzenderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzozinski. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excuse. Atkinson, Boquist, Carter, Walker, voting no, Gerard, Cruz, Nelson, Whitsett, Winters. 21 ayes.
Senate Bill 952, having received a constant majority, declared repassed. Action on executive appointments requiring Senate confirmation, introduction, the first reading of Senate measures, second reading of Senate measures, third reading of Senate measures. The first reading of House measures.
House Bill 2533, related to school finance, prescribing effective date.
President, transmitted to the President's desk for referral, second reading of House measures.
House Bill 2124, Nutrition Assistance. House Bill 2175, Inspection Reporting. House Bill 2191, Debt Management Services and Declaring Emergency. House Bill 2221, Feral Swine. House Bill 2230, Coordination of Land Use Decision Making Between State Agencies and Local Governments. House Bill 2246, Related to Consumption of Alcohol Delivered by Underage Persons. House Bill 2306, Related to Exemption Smoking Execution. House Bill 2585, Related to Class Actions, Declaring Emergency. House Bill 2759, Related to Recordation of Instruments and County Records. House Bill 2790, Reward of Public Safety Standards, Public Training. House Bill 2796, when motion set aside. House Bill 2874, on Victims of Crime. House Bill 2893, Not All Oil. House Bill 2897, on placement of children in protective custody. House Bill 3041, on health literacy and court emergency. House Bill 3077, elective share of surviving spouses. House Bill 3099, on the use of land zone for exclusive farm use. House Bill 3175, on healthcare professional regulatory boards. House Bill 3204, on dental hygienist court emergency. House Bill 3279, adult foster homes.
These are passed to the calendar. Third reading of the House measure. The clerk reads the bill.
House Bill 3151, Vehicle Transfer.
Recognize Senator Suzanne Bonamici.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, House Bill 3151A comes to you unanimously from the Senate Committee on Consumer Protection and Public Affairs. Colleagues, this is an issue that was brought to our attention by a constituent of Representative Harker's and mine, who was in a situation where he had sold his car years ago and turned in the notification of that sale to the DMV. But somehow or another, 6 years later, the car was impounded, and our constituent was sued by the towing company and lost that case because there was no record that he had transferred ownership of the vehicle. This bill, colleagues, clarifies the statute about the transfer of vehicles and makes it possible for the DMV to actually issue a receipt. So that if this situation happens again, the seller of the car will have proof that they did indeed notify the DMV and should no longer be held liable for the vehicle. And I want to emphasize that our constituent was able to pay the fine for this impounding, but there were several other people in court that day in the same situation who did not have the ability to do that. So, colleagues, this is a good bill that will help our constituents if they're ever in this unfortunate situation. Please join me in voting aye on House Bill 3151. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Discussion. Person now rises upon 30 to final passage of House Bill 3151. Those opinion bills passed, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montes-Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused, Atkinson, Carter, Walker, 27 ayes.
House Bill 3151, Amnesty Council Majority is declared passed. Clerk reads bill.
House Bill 3418, reimbursement for health care delivered through an integrated health home model in the court emergency.
Recognized Senator Laurie Montes-Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 3418 is a very important bill. We have already, out of our Health Policy Committee, passed out Senate Bill 456, which is a cost containment bill on primary care home model. And if Oregonians are going to see reduced costs and improved health outcomes through prevention and wellness, well, then our health care providers must be reimbursed differently. We must promote more than 10 to 15 minute patient visits. Case management needs to be considered. Nursing services should be reimbursed. Many other states, Massachusetts, Colorado, North Carolina, Minnesota, and Washington, are embracing these delivery system reform models, and we need to start looking at that. This bill requires the department to report to an appropriate legislative interim committee on the feasibility of implementing a system for reimbursing health care delivered to Medicaid clients through primary care homes. It will also allow the department to develop incentive improvement payments for managed care capitation rates and fee-for-service payments that are based on the goal of transforming the primary care delivery system to improve the population's health outcomes. I urge and I vote, colleagues. Thank you.
Thank you. Further discussion? Of course, I rise by the third reading the final passage of House Bill 3418. Those opinion bills passed, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Haas. Johnson.
Aye.
Cruz. Metzger. Montes-Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Brzezinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused, Atkinson, Carter, Walker, 27 ayes.
The House Bill 3418, having received constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk reads bill.
House Joint Memorial 10, urging Congressman Section 529 of Internal Revenue Code to allow accounts and qualified tuition programs to be used for repayment of student loans.
Second I, Senator Suzanne Bonamici.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, in 1999, the Legislative Assembly created Oregon's 529 College Savings Network. This plan is named for Section 529 of the Internal Revenue Code, and it allows for the creation of savings accounts for families so they can set aside funds for future college costs. Investments in 529 plan accounts grow tax-deferred and can be used to pay for qualified higher education expenses. Those expenses include tuition, room and board, books, and supplies. Student loan repayment, however, is not now considered a qualified higher education expense. As you know, recent economic conditions have adversely affected the value of not only Oregon's 529 college savings account, but college savings accounts and 529 plans across the country. This creates problems for account holders whose children either are or will soon be attending college and will not have time to recover the account losses because of the need to pay for their current educational expenses. Some of those students, colleagues, will need to get student loans. House Joint Memorial 10 urges a change in federal law that will allow the 529 account holders to use those account funds to repay student loans. The change advocated by the measure would permit a 529 account holder time to rebuild their account value while the beneficiary attends college. Mr. President, this is an important message to send to our congressional delegation that will help keep students in higher education so they can get the education they so deserve. I urge your eye. Support for House Joint Memorial 10. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Discussion. Question number 30 and final pass, HJM 10. Those opinion bills pass. Say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard, Hass, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montezinerson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, President Courtney, excused, Atkinson, Carter, Walker, 27 ayes.
HDM 10, have received constant majority, declared passed. Clerk reads bill.
House Bill 2014 of the School Construction Taxes and Government Effective Date.
Recognized Senator Chris Telfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 2014A makes technical changes to the school construction excise tax that was passed in 2007. The bill would now require local governments to collect the tax on behalf of school districts when an excise tax has been adopted and increases the amount that local government can retain to cover its costs from 1% to 4%. It also allows the Department of Consumer and Business Services to establish 0.25% of the tax revenue, but within that 4% and only for the biennium 2009-2011.
Thank you. Recognize Senator Fred Gerard.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll be a no vote on this bill, and the reason for it is DCBS had a fund balance at the start of this biennium of $500 million. Schools need the money. DCBS sure as heck doesn't. I'm a no vote.
Further discussion? Senator Telfer, you wish to close? Question on the rise, 30 and final passage of House Bill 2014. Those opinion bills pass. Say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Hass, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montezinerson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, President Courtney, excuse, Atkinson, Carter, Walker, voting no, Boquist, George, Gerard, Cruz, Starr, Whitsett, 21 ayes.
House Bill 2014, absent constitutional majority, declared House Bill 2014, having received constant majority, is declared passed. Clerk reads bill.
House Bill 2105, then purchase bonds to declare emergency.
Recognize Senator Chris Telfair.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 2105 allows agencies and local governments to hold their own bonds without extinguishing the debt. The agencies could have saved millions of dollars in debt service costs in 2008 under this provision. I would note that LFO notes that any state agency or public body exercising the authorities established by this bill would be assuming considerable risk. The use of cash balances to purchase the securities could, therefore, absorb cash needed for other purposes for considerable periods of time. I would note that state treasurer's office assured us that those involved with this are knowledgeable and would minimize any risk or use of cash.
Thank you, sir. Any discussion? Question on the final third reading and final passage of House Bill 2105. Those opinion bills passed. Say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Girard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Przonski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Verger, President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused, Atkinson, Carter, Walker, 26 ayes.
House Bill 2105 is the constant majority declared passed. Recognize the clerk reads the bill, please.
House Bill 2139, the temporary appointment of person to ensure care facility compliance with appropriate money.
Recognize Senator Brian Boquist. Brian Boquist is now coming to his microphone.
Mr. President, 2139 comes from your Committee on Judiciary. No revenue, no fiscal, 5-0. It's a housekeeping bill agreed by DHS and the care facilities. Good bill should pass. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Recognize Senator Fred Girard.
Thank you, Mr. President. I need to declare a potential conflict.
Please.
I have interest in assisted care facility.
Your potential conflict is now placed on the record. Further discussion? Our side rise upon 30 and file passage House Bill 2139. Those opinion bills pass. Say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Girard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Przonski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Verger, Walker, President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused, Atkinson, Carter, Walker, 27 ayes.
House Bill 2139, FC College of Majority, declared passed. Clerk reads next bill.
House Bill 2144, with Systems Care for Youth.
Recognize Senator Bill Morissette.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 2144 is kind of a no-brainer, I think. It's a great bill that eliminates silos in dealing with the wraparound services provided for children. And what this bill does is that it requires, instructs the Department of Education, Oregon Youth Authority, Department of Human Services, the State Commission on Children and Families to take part in developing an integrated system of care to facilitate the planning process for youth at risk. One of the testimonies that we had in our committee was a mother whose child was having some mental problems, and she was referred to three different agencies that gave her three different diagnoses for the problem. What this bill would do is it would be a work session type thing, a planning. Although there is a grant that does provide these services right now, and so there are people who came to testify concerning the benefits, and the benefit was that finally when they drew the various agencies who were doing the diagnosis together, they came to an agreement on what was really the best treatment for this particular person. So what this does is it eliminates a lot of duplication. It breaks down the silos. It is a much more efficient system, and ultimately it will save money. Now currently it is being funded by a grant. Northwest Health Foundation has been funding this. Robert Wood Foundation has been funding this, and the Meyer Memorial Trust. So what this bill does is ask these agencies to come together and refine what is the best way to treat these problems and then implement it statewide, and it will absolutely be more efficient and save money. It's a great bill, and I urge an aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Discussion. Question now rises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 2144. Those opinion bills passed. Say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montes-Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Verger. Walker. Whitsett. President Courtney. Excused. Atkinson, Carter, Walker. Voting no. Gerard, 26 ayes.
The House Bill 2144, having succeeded by majority, is declared passed. Clerk will now read the bill, please.
House Bill 2177, assets received by DVA and declared emergency.
Recognize Senator Frank Morris.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, House Bill 2177 comes from the Senate Committee on Health Care and Veterans Affairs. What the bill does is that it is intended to provide the Department of Veterans Affairs with more flexibility in providing non-monetary gifts such as wheelchairs, clothing, toiletries, and other items directly to needy veterans and those serving veterans directly. Under current statutes, non-monetary gifts received by the department must be converted to cash if the gift cannot be used directly by the department. Non-monetary gifts with no cash value that are not useful to the department can be given to people, corporations, or organizations that serve veterans, often with the knowledge of the individual veteran who needs it. However, under current statute, the department cannot give these gifts directly to needy veterans, their survivors, or dependents. Colleagues, what this bill does, it allows the department to dispose of non-monetary assets at the discretion of the director. Mr. President, colleagues, it's a good bill.
Thank you. Discussion? Mr. Advisor, upon third reading, final passage, House Bill 2177. Those opinion bills passed. The others opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Devlin,
aye.
Dingfelder, Ferrioli,
aye.
George, Gerard, Haas, Johnson,
aye.
Cruz, Metzger,
aye.
Montes-Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Przonski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Verger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, President Courtney.
President Courtney.
Yes, please.
Excused. Atkinson, Carter, Walker, 27 ayes.
House Bill 2177, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2217, relating to criminal records checks by State Parks and Recreation Department.
Chair recognizes Senator Haas.
Mr. President, in 2005, the legislature passed a bill transferring the powers of the Oregon State Fair and Expo Center to the State Parks and Recreation Department. Unfortunately, not all of the powers were adequately transferred 2217 fixes that by expanding the list of individuals the Parks and Recreation Department may require fingerprints from to include department licensees, persons responsible for sale and distribution of tickets, and persons with key access to buildings and grounds that contain private property. Before this transition of power, the Fair and Expo Center had this authority already. 2217 simply assures that they will again have this necessary authority. I ask for your support.
Further discussion? Now the question now rises on third reading, final passage of House Bill 2217. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass, once your ayes, your names are called, those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Devlin. Dingfeather. Ferrioli. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Gerard. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Monzinerson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Morse. Nelson. Brzezinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. President Courtney. President Courtney. Excused. Atkinson. Carter. Walker. Voting no. Gerard. 26 ayes.
House Bill 2217, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2255, a manufactured dwelling park nonprofit corporators.
Chair recognizes Senator Burdick.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 2255B continues and improves upon work begun by the 2007 legislature to address the problem of manufactured home park closures. Manufactured dwelling parks are an important source of unsubsidized affordable housing in Oregon. Overwhelmingly, these parks house people who are elderly and or low income and families with children. Many residents own their manufactured homes but do not own the accompanying land on which the units are located. Park owners charge rent and or membership fees for the use of the spaces in their parks. 65,000 Oregon households have spaces in about 1,300 manufactured home parks across the state, where average home values and rents are 39% lower than in other types of rental housing. About 30% of these units in Oregon are reserved for residents 55 years and older. Park closures may displace these fragile Oregonians. Perhaps the best solution to the park closure problem is the voluntary sale of the park to the residents, often after the residents form a resident cooperative. The park owner is able to sell the park at a competitive price while the residents retain their homes and increase their stability. 2007 legislation provided several tools to assist with this concept, including the creation of the Manufactured Dwelling Park Nonprofit Cooperative Corporation. House Bill 2255B continues this effort by encouraging lenders to lend on manufactured home in resident-owned parks as real estate, not as personal property, by providing that these manufactured homes may be recorded in county deed records so that lenders may better keep track of them, and by requiring the co-op to notify the lender if the park residents' occupancy is being terminated so that the lender can step in and protect its investment. And finally, by requiring co-ops to allow lenders to store repossessed manufactured homes in the co-op park for up to a year while the lender seeks another buyer. And also by addressing concerns raised by the Department of Consumer and Business Services about co-op memberships constituting securities that must be registered. House Bill 2255 was introduced at the request of the Oregon Housing and Community Services and comes to you from the Consumer Protection and Committee with a due pass recommendation. I urge an aye vote. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator. Chair recognizes Senator Bonamici.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, I rise in support today of House Bill 2255A. I have several manufactured home parks in my district, as you may as well, including in my district a pretty large chunk of bare land that used to house three manufactured home parks that have closed and the land sits empty. It is difficult and quite challenging for the residents of a manufactured home park to reach the point where they can purchase the park if it is put up for for sale. We are doing what we can. We started in 2007. This is another important step to help residents eventually be able to purchase the parks rather than face moving or homelessness. I urge your support. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Chair recognizes Senator Verger.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to declare a conflict of interest. I own a manufactured home in a lovely park in Salem.
That will be noted for the record. Thank you, Senator. Senator Burdick, do you wish to close? The question now rises to the third reading, final passage of House Bill 2255. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye. Your names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Bonamici.
Aye.
Boquist.
No.
Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Devlin.
Aye.
Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George.
Aye.
Gerard.
No.
Haas. Johnson.
Aye.
Cruz. Metzger.
Aye.
Juanes Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Przonski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Telfer. Verger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. President Courtney. Excused, Atkinson, Carter, Walker, voting no, Boquist, Gerard, Cruz, Whitsett, 23 ayes.
House Bill 2255, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2426, but in penalty for driving under the influence of toxins.
Chair recognizes Senator Whitsett.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 2426 creates a $2,000 fine for a driver that has a breath or blood test that results from a 0.15 or greater blood alcohol content. This fine may be in addition to other fines imposed for DUII based on the number of previous convictions. The impaired driver program at ODOT Safety Division has been qualifying and receiving 410 grant funds from the federal government. However, the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration has recently tightened the grant criteria. This is one of several steps Oregon may need to take to continue to receive the grant funding. House Bill 2426 passed the Senate Judiciary 5-0, the House 58-2, has a minimal physical impact, no revenue impact. It's a good bill. It will save lives. I urge an aye vote.
Is there further discussion? If not, the question now arises on third reading and final passage of House Bill 2426. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz, Metzger, Juanes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Przonski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Verger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, President Courtney. Excused, Atkinson, Carter, Walker, 27 ayes.
House Bill 2426, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2578, William Towers.
Chair recognizes Senator Larry George.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 2578 passed with unanimous vote out of committee, and it is a compromise bill on this very controversial issue of predatory towing. As you may remember, this bill was very controversial in the past legislative sessions. Groups got together, they hammered out a compromise, and came out with House Bill 2578. This is a good bill and has the approval of all parties involved, including the Oregon Chiefs of Police, the Oregon Towing Association, and Property Managers Association, as well as consumer and citizens involved in the process, and I urge an aye vote. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? Not the question now arises on third reading and final passage of House Bill 2578. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Burdick. Burdick. Carter. Devlin.
Aye.
Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George.
Aye.
Gerard. Haas. Johnson.
Aye.
Cruz.
Aye.
Metzger.
Aye.
Juanes Anderson. Monroe.
Aye.
Morissette.
Aye.
Morse. Nelson. Przonski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Verger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, President Courtney. Excused. Atkinson, Carter, Walker. 27 ayes.
House Bill 2578, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2744, with an appointment leave for family members and members of the military in a court emergency.
Chair recognizes Senator Bates.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 2744 was actually brought to me by a constituent and also to Representative Salesco, all by a constituent, and we dropped simultaneous bills on both sides. We elected to use 2744. What this does in very simple terms is allows military husbands and wives to take time off from their jobs when their loved ones return home on leave or before they have to deploy. It's becoming a serious problem for Oregonians with multiple deployments by our National Guard. Many times, the last time these people will see their husbands and wives is on that time just before their deployment or during their leave. They may well be killed or maimed during those deployments, and this is an opportunity for them to spend some time with their family before they leave. It also allows them to get their personal effects into order. As such, we recommend an aye vote on House Bill 2744. Let's give our military families a helping hand here to spend some quality time together before they go overseas on missions that may well lead to their death. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? Now, the question now arises on third reading, final passage of House Bill 2744. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye. Their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Carter. Devlin.
Aye.
Dingfeather. Farioli. George, Gerard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Prezonsky, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters.
Senator Winters.
Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, President Courtney. Excused. Atkinson, Carter, Walker, 27 ayes.
House Bill 2744, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2962, the residential housing.
Chair recognizes Senator Girard.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 2962B. is a good bill. Current statute contains no clear procedure for the eviction of employees whose occupancy of a dwelling unit is conditioned on employment, but whose employment has been terminated. House Bill 2962B specifies procedures for that eviction. There was no opposition.
Is there further discussion? If not, the question now arises on third reading, final passage of House Bill 2962. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye. Their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Devlin. Dingfeather, Farioli, George, Gerard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Prezonsky, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, President Courtney. Excused. Atkinson, Carter, Walker, 27 ayes.
House Bill 2962, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2987, Child Care Programs.
Chair recognizes Senator Morissette.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 2987 requires that the Child Care Division of the Employment Department establish rules and registration procedures for school-age recorded programs and define the programs. Again, this is a child safety bill. The purposes are to record and track numbers and types of programs providing daycare services to Oregon youth, ensure that the programs provide background checks to employees without the more stringent requirements of registration for certified child care programs, and to ensure that parents have the information and understand the limitations of the programs. Members of the Oregon Commission on Child Care participated in town hall meetings in communities around the state, conducted an online survey, and met with representatives of the various programs like Boys and Girls Club and the YMCA. The bill is intended to ensure that the community programs that provide free and low-income alternatives to after-school care are meeting the minimum safety standards of background checks without forcing the programs to meet the more stringent requirements of the certified registration programs. Regular after-school sports, organized sports, and after-school music programs and so on are not included in this. These are for the small, random child care programs that are, many of them are under the radar screen, and there is a concern that the people who are involved do not have the background checks, and children may be in danger. So this is a good bill, and I urge an aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? Question now rises on third reading, final passage of House Bill 2987. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye. Your names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Dingfelder. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Juanes Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, President Courtney, excused, Atkinson, Carter, Walker, Bordineau, Boquist, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Cruz, Telfer, Whitsett, Winters, 19 ayes.
House Bill 2987, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 3462, the Building Inspection Program Personnel.
Chair recognizes Senator George.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 3462 allows the Building Codes Division of the Department of Consumer and Business Services to create a pilot project that cross-trains building inspectors for the purpose of providing inspections in one or more specialty codes. Some areas of the state have access to building inspectors in various specialty codes, while others have very limited availability. House Bill 3462 addresses that problem by training more people to do some more building inspections. I urge an aye vote. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? Not the question now rises on third reading, final passage of House Bill 3462. Those are the opinion. The bill should pass will answer aye as the names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger.
Aye.
Juanes Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, President Courtney, excused, Atkinson, Carter, Walker, 27 ayes.
House Bill 3462, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2199, with financial regulation, declared emergency.
Chair recognizes Senator Ginny Burdick.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 2199A was introduced at the request of the Department of Consumer and Business Services to streamline regulation, provide improved consumer protections, and provide the department with additional regulatory tools to oversee Oregon financial institutions and consumer finance licensees. The A and Gross version of this bill has six specific concepts in it. It allows DCBS to enter an information sharing agreement with the U.S. Treasury Division, the Financial Crime Enforcement Network, while maintaining protections for confidentiality of customer personal and account information of Oregon's financial institutions. Secondly, it makes changes to the calculation and timing of the allowable rate for consumer finance lenders and also allows the department to announce this rate on the second Friday in December of each calendar year so that licensees can adjust to any rate change. Third, it creates separate fee rulemaking for banks and trusts, credit unions, and consumer finance, and allows the agency to focus on the unique needs of each program. Fourth, it gives the DCBS rulemaking authority to specify which reports they need and allow these to be submitted electronically rather than by mail, reducing administrative burdens on these institutions. Fifth, it repeals the outdated savings association statutes, eliminating the duplication and potential confusion about competing regulatory themes. And finally, this bill eliminates the 30-day posting requirement for consumer finance license applications, which is a 96-year-old requirement that only serves to delay the opening of a new consumer finance office that is eligible for licensing. The department negotiated significant revisions to this bill in the House, and House Bill 2199A now has the support of the Oregon Credit Union Association, the Oregon Bankers Association, and the Oregon Financial Services Association, and I urge an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? If not, the question now arises on third reading, final passage of House Bill 2199. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
George. George.
Aye.
Girard.
No.
Hass.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Cruz. Metzger.
Aye.
Mars Anderson. Monroe.
Aye.
Morissette. Morse.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Przonski.
Aye.
Rosenbaum.
Aye.
Schrader.
Aye.
Starr.
Aye.
Telfer.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Walker. Whitsett. Winters.
Aye.
Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici.
Aye.
Boquist.
Aye.
Burdick.
Aye.
Carter. Devlin.
Aye.
Dingfelder. Ferrioli.
No.
President Courtney.
Yes.
Excuse. Excused. Atkinson, Carter, Walker, voting no, Boquist, Ferrioli, Girard, Cruz, Whitsett, 22 ayes.
For what purpose do you rise, Senator Verger?
Mr. President, I'd like to change my vote to no.
Senator Verger would like to change her vote to no. We'll not, well, we haven't gaveled. Is that recorded? Okay. House Bill 2199, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 2424, Oregon Not the Highway Program.
Chair recognizes Senator Przonski.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, House Bill 2424 came out of your Environment and Natural Resource Committee on a 4-1 vote. What this is going to allow for is for noxious weeds to be actually part of the Adopt the Highway program and let individual volunteers go out there and pick weeds on the side of the road. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Boquist.
Thank you, Mr. President. To the bill.
To the bill.
I was the noxious person who voted no on the noxious weeds bill. And I just wanted to register the fact that this is a good program, this is a good idea, and the litter program is a good idea, too. I voted no because we have now created and are enshrining more bureaucracy and more permits for individual citizens to volunteer. And I would like the Department of Transportation to have it much more streamlined because the public highways are owned by the public, that is everybody, and if they want to go pull up weeds, I think that's a great idea. I just don't want the whole permit process, registration, and all the rest of that stuff to prohibit them from doing it. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? Not question now rises on third reading, final passage of House Bill 2424. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass once, or aye and names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Girard. Pass. Johnson.
Aye.
Cruz. Metzger.
Aye.
Mons Anderson. Monroe.
Aye.
Morissette. Morse.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Przonski.
Aye.
Rosenbaum.
Aye.
Schrader.
Aye.
Starr.
Aye.
Telfer.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Walker. Whitsett.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Atkinson. Bates.
Aye.
Bonamici.
Aye.
Boquist.
Aye.
Burdick.
Aye.
Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, President Courtney, excused, Atkinson, Carter, Walker, voting no, Boquist, George, Girard, Cruz, Whitsett, 22 ayes.
House Bill 2424, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2427, implied consent.
Chair recognizes Senator Jeffrey Allen Cruz. Did we move that one? Okay, I had Senator Cruz as a carrier on that. Who do you... Okay, 2427, we'll go to Boquist. Senator Boquist. Jeffrey Allen will have to wait.
Hey, the price is right. Thank you, Mr. President. 2427A comes to your Senate Committee on Judiciary. No revenue, minor fiscal attached. It creates a penalty for persons who refuse to submit a urine test as required by the implied consent law. It is a great bill, should pass. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? Not question now rises on third reading, final passage of House Bill 2427. Those who are of the opinion the bill shall pass will answer aye. As the names are called, those opposed no. The clerk will call the roll.
Hass. Johnson.
Aye.
Cruz.
Aye.
Metzger.
Aye.
Wanis-Anderson. Monroe.
Aye.
Morissette.
Aye.
Morse.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Przonski.
Aye.
Przonski.
Aye.
Rosenbaum.
Aye.
Schrader. Starr.
Aye.
Telfer.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Walker. Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick,
go on.
Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, President Courtney, not answering, Burdick.
Absent.
Excused, Atkinson, Burdick, Carter, Walker.
Oh.
Excused, Atkinson, Carter, Walker, 27 ayes.
House Bill 2427, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Now your time. Clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2435, licensing positions, grabbing 50 days.
Chair recognizes Senator Jeffrey Allen Cruz.
Thank you, Mr. President, colleagues. House Bill 2435 requires the Oregon Medical Board to implement by January 1 of 2010 an expedited physician licensing process. Would allow us to get docs to work quicker. It's a good bill.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? Not the question now rises on third reading. Final passage of House Bill 2435. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye. Their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Johnson.
Aye.
Cruz.
Aye.
Metzger.
Aye.
Wanis-Anderson. Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Przonski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Hass, President Courtney, excused, Atkinson, Carter, Walker, 27 ayes.
House Bill 2435, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2475, the property tax exemption.
Chair recognizes Senator Rosenbaum.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, I bring you House Bill 2475. From the Committee on Finance and Revenue, simple bill, currently cargo containers that are principally used for transportation are exempt from property taxation. That exemption currently sunsets on June 30th of 2010. This bill simply extends the sunset to June 30th of 2014, and I urge your aye vote.
Thank you. Further discussion? Not the question now rises on third reading and final passage of House Bill 2475. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye as the names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Cruz. Metzger.
Aye.
Wanis-Anderson. Wanis-Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Hass, Johnson, President Courtney, excused, Atkinson, Carter, Walker, 27 ayes.
House Bill 2475, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2529, requirements involving animals.
Chair recognizes Senator Bonamici.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, House Bill 2529A comes to you unanimously from the Senate Judiciary Committee. This bill adds the crimes of animal fighting, dog fighting, and cockfighting in the list of animal mistreatment crimes that may result in impoundment and forfeiture of the animals. It also adds these crimes to the list of circumstances where peace officers may provide emergency food, water, and medical care to an animal for its own protection. Colleagues, this measure may actually provide a cost savings in cases involving seizures of large numbers of animals because it allows for the animals to be impounded on the premises where they're found. Removing and housing hundreds of fighting birds or fighting dogs during an investigation can, needless to say, be overwhelming and dangerous. So housing them in a specialized housing found at the scene is a safe and cost-effective solution. I urge your aye vote. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? If not, question now arises on third reading and final passage of House Bill 2529. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass once, or ayes or nays are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Metzger.
Aye.
Mons Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. President Courtney. Excused. Atkinson. Carter. Walker. 27 ayes.
House Bill 2529, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2619, with permitting organ rights statutes.
Without objection, because the carrier is off the floor, I will move House Bill 2619 to the foot of the calendar. The clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 2636, into taking wildlife.
Chair recognizes Senator Boquist.
Thank you, Mr. President. 2636A comes to committee on judiciary. No revenue, no fiscal. Came out due pass unanimous. Exempt employees of USDA from criminal charges if in the scope of employment the employee closes or possesses or discharges a firearm during the lawful taking of wildlife. This simply closes a gap in the existing law pertaining to animal enforcement laws. Good bill should pass. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? Now the question now arises on third reading and final passage of House Bill 2636. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass once, or ayes or names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Mons Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger,
aye.
President Courtney, excused, Atkinson, Carter, Walker, 27 ayes.
House Bill 2636, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 3116, my fancy community college districts.
Chair recognizes Senator Cruz.
Thank you, Mr. President. College House Bill 3116 deals with four of our community colleges that have service areas that are larger than their originally designed service areas. That would be, and what this does would allow them to have a bond measure for the whole service area, which is multi-county for, in another term, or would allow them to have a bond measure election in one specific county if they were attempting to do something for one part of their district. It just gives them some flexibility and also brings them in line with the other community colleges. I urge an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? If not, the question now arises on third reading and final passage of House Bill 3116. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass once, or ayes or names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger,
aye.
Mons Anderson, President Courtney, Excused. Atkinson, Carter, Walker, 27 ayes.
House Bill 3116, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 3295, on juveniles.
Chair recognizes Senator Bonamici.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, House Bill 3295 comes to you with the unanimous support of the Senate Judiciary Committee. This measure was introduced at the request of Clackamas County. It's needed to help maintain the integrity of a juvenile program that's currently unique to this county. Clackamas County handles juvenile DUII matters in a juvenile court setting and manages a diversion program that's designed specifically for juveniles. As a condition of eligibility, the county requires youth to sign an agreement not to use intoxicants while in the program. This agreement language was modeled after the state's diversion statute, which specifically requires individuals to sign a statement that they will not use intoxicants in conjunction with the operation of a motor vehicle. However, because the juvenile diversion statute does not express allow for such agreements, the county's authority to require juveniles to sign them has been brought into question. This bill will ensure that juvenile departments that operate juvenile diversion programs will have the ability to hold youths accountable for their conduct while in the program. I urge your aye vote. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion? If not, the question now rises on third reading, final passage of House Bill 3295. Those are the opinion. The bill shall pass once. Her ayes and names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Morissette. Morse, Nelson, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Verger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Girard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Juan Anderson, Monroe, President Courtney, excused, Atkinson, Carter, Starr, 27 ayes.
House Bill 3295, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the bill.
House Short Bill 22, requesting passage of the Local Law Enforcement Hate Crimes Prevention Act.
Chair recognizes Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. President, Senate colleagues. HJM 22 comes to you from the Senate Committee on Rules with unanimous recommendation, with Senator Atkinson excused. House Joint Memorial 22 condemns acts of violence based on sexual orientation, gender identity, and other personal characteristics, and urges Congress to pass the Matthew Shepard Act, which would ban anti-gay and anti-transgender violence and strengthen hate crime protections. House Joint Memorial 22 was initiated after two young people visiting the Oregon coast on spring break were attacked and severely beaten because they were gay. This was a hate crime that will not be tolerated by our communities or our state. Adopting House Joint Memorial 22 will make it clear that no one should fear for their safety and send the message to all Oregonians that all people, regardless of sexual orientation and gender identity, can live, work, and be safe in their community and this great state.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? Not the question now arises on third reading and final adoption of House Joint Memorial 22. Those who are of the opinion the memorial should be adopted will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Morse, Nelson, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Verger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Girard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Juan Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, President Courtney, excused, Atkinson, Carter, Starr, 27 ayes.
House Joint Memorial 22, having received a constitutional majority, has been adopted. Clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 2067, Sunset Tax Credits.
Chair recognizes Senator Jenny Burdick. Is Morris going to carry first?
No.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. President. I stand today in support of House Bill 2067B, which came out of your Finance and Revenue Committee with a due pass recommendation. House Bill 2067B will restore, will institute discipline and accountability into our system of reviewing tax credits that go to various groups in Oregon. There are about 50 of these tax credits. About half of them currently carry sunsets. The other half do not. And as some of you are aware, it has been our policy since 2003 in the revenue committees to attach a sunset to any new tax credit that we adopt. But some of these tax credits go back decades. And what happens, as we know, once a tax credit is granted, then the people who benefit this from this tax credit come to regard it as an entitlement. What 2067B does, House Bill 2067B does, is it puts all of the tax credits on a regular schedule, a regular sunset schedule for review. And there are three review periods, January 1st, 2012, January 1st, 2014, and January 1st, 2016. And the intent here is to have the revenue committees take tax credits during the interim period, take all the tax credits in related areas and review them. So not only do we review the tax credits on their own merits, but we also look at all the tax credits in a given policy area so that we can see how they interact together. And we can get testimony from the public to determine whether these tax credits are still fulfilling the policy purpose for which they were originally enacted. Colleagues, we need to make sure, especially in tough budget times that we're in, that the taxpayer is getting their money's worth for these tax credits, because it is the taxpayer who pays them. Just like we pay for education, public safety, and human services, taxpayer dollars go into these credits. And so House Bill 2067 will provide us a process for having a regular review system for the tax credits, these tax expenditures, so that we can determine whether taxpayers are getting their money's worth. It is a way of having the same kind of discipline and accountability in the tax credit area that we now have through our Ways and Means process, because the money is the same. If money goes out for a tax credit, then it is not available for other programs that must compete every 2 years through the Ways and Means process. We made a couple of changes in the Senate Finance and Revenue Committee from the House bill that was passed. We added, in the case of one of these rural tax credits, the Oregon Rural Health Association came and testified and said that this tax credit is fundamental to their ability to recruit medical providers in rural areas. Their testimony was persuasive to us, and so we put a provision in House Bill 2067 that in the, frankly, unlikely event that we do decide to sunset this particular tax credit, anyone who is benefiting from the tax credit in the rural provider area will have 10 years should the tax credit be allowed to expire, that anyone in the program will have 10 years to continue certifying for involvement in that program. Rural medicine is in critical shape, as we all know. It's very difficult to get providers out there. So House Bill 2067 provides more protection to rural health providers than actually exists under the current statute. Colleagues, this is a bill that provides integrity to our fiscal system in Oregon. It provides accountability, it provides transparency, and it provides us as a legislature an opportunity to review these kinds of expenditures as well as our budget expenditures on a regular schedule. I urge an aye vote, and I look forward to having my co-carrier, Senator Morse, close on this bill. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion? If not, your opportunity to close. Senator Morse.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, why do I stand in support of this bill? Some may conclude that I have tilted just a bit and lost my balance. But I don't believe for a minute that that is the case. For me, this is an exercise in good business judgment. Now, we all look at issues through our own lenses of experience, and we have our own filters to sort out what makes sense. We all have different backgrounds. We all have different life experiences. My life experience and the lens through which I look is the lens of business. Does this bill make sense? I believe it does. Is it good business? I believe it is. On issues that come before this body, I constantly ask myself, if this was an issue in my company, what would I do? I know our lenses get fogged once in a while with politics. But if we remove the fuzzy fog, is there a clear picture in this bill of something that makes sense? I believe there is a clear picture, and I would ask that you focus on the merits of the policy of this bill, not on the politics. The policy of House Bill 2067B is not unlike what any of us would do in our businesses. How many of us would make a decision, a business decision, in 1967 and never again consciously evaluate that decision? How many of us would make any business decision and then walk away from it, never again to consider its merits? In my own experience, I can never remember making an important decision in my business life that I walked away with, I walked away from. However, there are probably more than a few decisions I wished I could have walked away from. I do recognize that the making of laws is different than running a business. We make laws and we grant benefits, and then we try to change, and if we try to change or take away a benefit, we all know that the world will end, Oregon will never be the same, the oceans will rise, crops will fail, and the sun will never rise again. I would suggest to you that this is the exact reason to vote for House Bill 2067. What this bill does, it creates a new paradigm. It requires the beneficiaries of these cash grants, now, colleagues, these are cash grants from the Oregon Treasury, make no mistake, that is what they are, to make their case. The sunset provision requires a business case to be made to renew, which is much different than a repeal. Entitlements from public funds must be earned, and that is not a bad thing. Colleagues, decisions are made for intended purposes, and those intended purposes cannot be justified, and if they cannot be justified in the future, then there should be no entitlement. What House Bill 2067 does is restore discipline to the process of evaluating income and corporate excise tax credits. Again, cash grants. And that is simply good business. Most importantly, this bill reverses the process of entitlement, and I believe that is a good thing. What we all know to be true is that once something is given, it develops a constituency, and it becomes entitled. Is this good business? It may or may not be, but how do we know unless we require a different dynamic, one that requires evaluation and a conscious decision to retain the tax benefit? Now, one may argue against this bill because there is no automatic mechanism to bring the tax credit back for reconsideration. I would suggest, however, that if the tax credit has merit, rest assured that constituents who benefit will make a case for renewal. Colleagues, I ask for a good business vote today. This bill deserves an aye. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Morris. Senator Devlin has demanded a call of the Senate. He is joined, willingly or not, by Senator Winters and President Courtney. The doorkeeper will bar the doors, the sergeant-at-arms will attend, and the clerk will call the roll.
Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Hass, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, President Courtney, all present.
All subjects to the call are present. The question now arises on third reading and final passage of House Bill 2067. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Nelson. Przonski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Girard, Hass, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger,
aye.
Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, President Courtney. Excused, Atkinson, Carter. Voting no, Boquist, Ferrioli, George, Girard, Cruz, Starr, Telfer, Whitsett, Winters, 19 ayes.
House Bill 2067, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. We will go back to pick up House Bill 2619, and the clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2619, bring your Oregon revised statutes.
Chair recognizes Senator Vicki Walker.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I apologize for not being here earlier. I was on legislative business in the House. House Bill 2619 comes to you ready for an aye vote. Each biennium following the conclusion of the regular legislative session, Legislative Council is statutorily required to reprint the entire Oregon Revised Statutes and incorporating statutory changes made by the previous Legislative Assembly. So all this work we do turns into these books. However, the ORS are exempt from the definition of printed public document and therefore not subject to general in-state public printing laws. Thus, Legislative Council has the option of rolling over an existing contract at the end of each biennium for reprinting. A contract can be rolled over up to four times before the job has to go out for open bid again. The contract for reprinting the ORS has gone mostly to an out-of-state printing company. There are printing companies in Oregon, in particular in my district, who are struggling to hold on to their businesses in this economy. With an estimated value of $450,000, the ORS contract would be a substantial job for any Oregon business, be a boon to the local economy, and put people back to work. House Bill 2619 A comes to you with the support of your Senate Rules Committee, and I would urge an aye vote for fairness in contracting. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? Now the question now arises on third reading and final passage of House Bill 2619. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass once. Or aye as names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Przonski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Girard, Hass, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson. President Courtney. Excuse. Atkinson, Carr, 28 ayes.
House Bill 2619, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 2107, Public Borrowing and Emergency.
Chair recognizes Senator Telfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 2107A provides technical fixes to bonding revisions of 2007. The fixes include: clarify statutory bonding authorization to be in compliance with Measure 50. Provides technical fixes for inadvertent changes or omissions in 2007. Aligns county service district statutory debt limits with new state limits for counties. Explicitly authorizes local government issuers to use bond proceeds for certain uses that may not be clear in current statute.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? Not the question now rises on third reading. Final passage of House Bill 2107. Those are the opinion the bill should pass. We'll answer aye as name to call. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Ferger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bates.
Senator Bates, how do you vote?
Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Girard. Girard. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Mons Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. President Courtney. Excused. Atkinson, Carter, 20 ayes.
House Bill 2107, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2188, with mortgage transactions.
Chair recognizes Senator Bonamici.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, House Bill 2188B comes to you from the Consumer Protection and Public Affairs Committee. This important bill was brought forward by the Department of Consumer and Business Services to address issues that arose during the Governor's Mortgage Lending Work Group. There are two issues addressed in this bill. The first is the need for evaluation of ability to pay in negative amortization loans, and the second is the need for better understanding of transactions that are both advertised and negotiated in a language other than English. Colleagues, negative amortization, also known as NEG-AM, occurs when a loan payment for any period is less than the interest charged over that period, so that the outstanding balance of the loan actually increases. These loans are typically adjustable rate mortgages, and like all adjustable rate mortgages, are tied to a specific financial index that's used to determine the interest rate. There are also hybrid ARMs in which there is a period of fixed payment for months or years followed by an increased change cycle. Needless to say, colleagues, negative amortization loans are complex, are extremely risky, and are suitable for very few borrowers. House Bill 2188B does not ban negative amortization loans, however. It rather requires the mortgage banker, broker, or loan originator to verify the borrower's repayment ability, to verify the income and assets of the borrower that will be relied on to evaluate that ability to repay. Colleagues, this is simply sound underwriting and will result in fewer Oregon consumers experiencing payment shock in negative amortization loans. The second issue addressed by House Bill 2188B is the need for better understanding of mortgage loan transactions. This bill makes one key step in that area. It applies when a mortgage banker, broker, or loan originator both advertises in and conducts a substantial portion of the communication about the transaction in a language other than English. If both of those preconditions happen, the advertising and the loan negotiation are both in that language other than English, then the broker, banker, or originator must provide two forms in the other language. First, a good faith estimate, which is required within 3 days of application, and the truth in lending disclosure. There also must be a statement that the loan documents at the closing will be in English and the borrower is advised to obtain assistance with translation. Now, I want to clarify that the provision of these forms in the language other than English will be just that. It is just the forms. The borrower will still get the completed disclosure in English, and then they compare them side by side with the forms in their native language. Colleagues, something like a good faith estimate simply says things like, your initial loan balance is blank, your loan term is blank. Can your interest rate rise? So the customer will have this translated document in their native language that they can compare with a document that's in English. That will help them understand the transaction. Additionally, DCBS will develop and distribute translated versions of these disclosures in the three languages other than English that are most commonly spoken in Oregon. And colleagues, those are Spanish, Russian, and Vietnamese. Finally, I want to point out that House Bill 2188 came to us from the House with an additional provision that changed the attorney fee, a section in a suit alleging violations of the law, to allow attorney's fees against the consumer only in cases of bad faith and only if there was a pre-claim demand letter sent to the mortgage company in advance of the filing of the case.
I want to point out that this was the primary point of contention in the hearing, and that attorney fee provision, which was, as you would imagine, opposed by the industry, was removed from the bill by amendment in the Senate committee. So, colleagues, this bill does not contain a change in the attorney fee provision. This is a bill that's relevant to our current circumstances, addresses negative amortization loans, and clear disclosures to those in the transaction that is both advertised and negotiated in a language other than English. It makes that important information accessible to borrowers. Colleagues, House Bill 2188B deserves your aye vote. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? If not, do you wish to close? She does not. Senator Devlin demands a call of the Senate. He is joined by Senator Rosenbaum and Senator Montes Anderson. The doorkeepers will bar the doors. The sergeant-at-arm will attend, and the clerk will call the roll.
Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Girard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Przonski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, President Courtney. All present.
All members subject to the call are present. Question now arises on third reading and final passage of House Bill 2188. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye as the name recalled. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call a roll.
Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli, George, Girard, Haas, Johnson, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Przonski, Rosenbaum, President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Atkinson, Carter, voting no. Boquist, Ferrioli, George, Girard, Cruz, Morse, Nelson, Starr, Telfer, Whitsett, Winters. 17 ayes.
House Bill 2188, having received council majority, declared passed. Senator Winters, what purpose your ayes?
Mr. President, I need to declare conflict of interest. I have a handsome son who is a loan originator.
Oh, okay. We got to do this a little differently. Senator Winters, it demands consent to allow her to enter a conflict of interest. Is that right, how we have to do this? And would you get up, please, and do that again in reference to the, what was the bill? The bill was 2188, House Bill 2188. Is there any objections to allowing the Senator Winters to enter her potential conflict of interest in House Bill 2188? I hear no objections. Please enter your potential conflict of interest.
Mr. President, my conflict of interest, I have a handsome son who's a loan originator.
Thank you. Clerk reads the bill.
House Bill 2478, about influence.
Recognize Senator Floyd Bozanski.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, House Bill 2478 came out of your Judiciary Committee on a 5-0 vote. Basically, it's going to modify the crime of sex abuse in the third degree to include intentionally propelling dangerous substances at another person. It does have some other clarifications regarding that it has to be intent with the gratifying the sexual desires of the offender. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Discussion. Question on rise, round 30 and final passage, House Bill 2478. Those opinion bills passed. The House no clerk, please call the roll.
Starr. Telfer.
Sir Telfer.
Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli, George, Girard,
Senator Girard,
Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przonsky. Rosenbaum. Schrader. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excuse. Atkinson, Carter, 20 ayes.
House Bill 2478, Mr. Council Majority declared passed. Clerk, read the bill.
House Bill 2623, Prison Education Programs.
Recognize Senator Floyd Przonsky.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 2623 also came out of your Judiciary Committee, also on a 5-0 vote. This basically will authorize the Department of Corrections to reduce the term of incarceration up to 60 days for inmates who successfully complete high school diploma, getting the GED, post-secondary degrees, or other type of apprentice programs. I want to make certain that this is understood, that this is not in addition to the current 20% that they earn. This is basically a means to reach that level. Thank you.
Thank you. Discussion? Question on rise upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 2623. Those opinion bills pass. Say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Telfer.
Aye.
Verger.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Whitsett. Winters.
Aye.
Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici.
Aye.
Boquist.
Aye.
Burdick.
Aye.
Carter. Devlin.
Aye.
Dingfelder. Ferrioli.
Aye.
George.
Aye.
Girard. Hass, Johnson,
aye.
Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Przonsky, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Atkinson, Carter. Voting no. Girard, 27 ayes.
House Bill 2623, Haven't Seen Constitutional Majority, is declared passed. Clerk reads the bill.
House Bill 2794, the Health and Family Coverage of HPV.
Recognized Senator Diane Rosenbaum.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, I bring you House Bill 2623, which comes from the Senate Committee on Health Care and Veterans Affairs. This bill presents a rare opportunity in this body, a chance to save lives and prevent cancer. House Bill 2794 is a major part of the Oregon Women's Health and Wellness Alliance 2009 legislative agenda. The bill will require that all state-regulated insurance companies cover the cost of the human papillomavirus vaccine for all female beneficiaries between the ages of 11 and 26. Currently in Oregon, most insurance companies already cover the cost of this vaccine. But with this bill, we can ensure that all companies will continue this practice and ensure that any new companies coming to our state will remain consistent with this standard of coverage. Please note that the bill does not mandate that women receive this vaccine. It simply states that if a young woman chooses to get the vaccine, it will be covered by her insurance. In 2006, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved for use in females aged 9 to 26 a vaccine effective against the HPV types that cause the majority of cases of cervical cancers. The HPV vaccine is between 95 and 100% effective against these types of HPV. Routine immunization of young women against HPV should prevent approximately 70% of cervical cancers. HPV is currently the most commonly sexually transmitted infection in the United States, with approximately 20 million people currently infected, and it's the main cause of cervical cancer in women. In Oregon, there are approximately 111 new cases of cervical cancer and 41 deaths per year. The American Cancer Society estimates that in 2008, 11,070 women were diagnosed with cervical cancer in the United States, and approximately 3,600 will die. Colleagues, this is a bill about saving lives, the lives of Oregon women through prevention, and I urge your aye vote.
Thank you. Discussion? Recognize Senator Alan Bates.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a quick comment. The topic has been well covered here, but I want to mention a couple things. One, there's no opposition to this bill. The reason there's no opposition is insurers understand that this type of a mandate actually saves money in the long run. This is preventative care. The cost of treating cervical cancer and the results of a cervical cancer are horrendous. This is a cost-saving mechanism, even disregarding the human loss involved in cervical cancer. You also should note that this goes along with what we're trying to do in Oregon to bring health care costs down. This is a bill that helps bring those health care costs down and in a way that's very effective. If I were to bring to you today a bill that I had a vaccine to stop leukemia in children, everyone in this building would vote for it. But because this bill is associated with sexuality, people have a tendency to back away from it. Please don't do so. I recommend an aye vote. Thank you.
Further discussion? Senator Rosemont, do you wish to close? Question now raised upon 30 and final passage, House Bill 2794. Those opinion bills passed. Say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Girard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Watts Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Brzezinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Atkinson, Carter. Voting no. Boquist, Ferrioli, George, Cruz, Whitsett. Excused. Atkinson, Carter. Voting no. Boquist, Ferrioli, George, Cruz, Morse, Whitsett. 22 ayes.
House Bill 2794. I receive council majority declared passed. Senator Larry George, what purpose do your ayes?
Vote explanation, Mr. President.
Please file your vote explanation.
Colleagues, I voted no on this, as I vote on all insurance mandates. Eventually, if you just keep making little cuts, you can create the healthcare system to collapse with a death of 1,000 cuts. And they all may sound great, but at some point they cost the system money and ultimately will make insurance unaffordable. And so that's why I voted no. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Recognized Senator Jeff Cruz.
Thank you, Mr. President. Vote explanation.
Please file your vote explanation.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, let's look what we're doing to insurance this session. We've got a premium tax. We're going to increase in the OMIP assessment. We have at least 6 new mandates, which take the number of mandates well over 40 in this state. But you look at each mandate, Mr. President, it may look valuable, but we never take a look at the totality of what we're doing. We are driving people out of the ability to have private health care coverage. You know, these things need to be done in a more systematic, comprehensive approach. And that is why I voted no, not based on merit of this individual mandate, but based on the potential impact on the entire system.
Thank you. Recognize Senator Alan Bates. What purpose do you rise for the same purpose?
For a vote explanation.
Please file your vote explanation.
I voted for this bill because it saves money for insurers, it lowers costs in health care, and does the right thing for women in our state. Thank you.
Senator Jackie Winters.
Vote explanation, please.
Please place your vote explanation on the record, and anybody else, get ready. Go ahead.
I voted for this bill because it does save lives for women. It does save cost. It is a preventive measure, and there are thousands and thousands of women that are affected.
Okay, we're done. Without objection, the remaining House measures will be carried over until tomorrow's calendar, which is Thursday, June 4th, calendar at 9. We're coming in at 9:45. Of course, SR 8.403, committee referral list number 9125, was distributed to the members June 2nd. The referrals record the journals and state report is so ordered. Effective immediately, I will appoint Senator Brian Boquist to the Senate Rules Committee as an alternative to Senator Jason Atkinson. That's not right. As an alternate to Senator Jason Atkinson. If there are no further announcements, without objection, excuse me, Senator Burdick, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, thank you very much. I just wanted to announce that Senate Finance and Revenue will not be meeting today or tomorrow. Thank you, Mr. President.
All right, let's do this. Senator Devlin, please.
Thank you, Mr. President, Senate colleagues. Senate Democrats, get your lunch and be in the caucus room by 12:20.
Recognize Senator Ted Ferrioli, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Because Republicans are on time and under budget without the need for new taxes, we will not have a caucus. Thank you, Mr. President.
Recognize Senator Jackie Winters, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, the Human Services Subcommittee will start at 1 p.m.
Thank you. Recognize Senator Are there any further announcements? There's no further announcement without objection. The Senate is adjourned until 9:45. Please, again, coming back tomorrow at 9:45, which is Thursday, June 4th. The Senate is now adjourned.